This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Raleigh is known for having more tech jobs than Charlotte, but that could soon change. Charlotte is on pace to surpass Raleigh and be dominant in the process. That's according to reporting in the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. Tony Macia, a former Charlotte Observer reporter, launched the newsletter in March, and it's beating the rest of the media in a lot of business stories, both serious and fun. So we invited Tony to join Morning Edition for a new segment we're launching today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Marshall.
So I want to go back to the tech jobs. How many are we talking about in Charlotte, and what are they specifically?
Sure. You know, for a long time, we've often thought of the Charlotte region as not being very heavy in tech, but that's really starting to change, and it has to do with the nature of work. A lot of the banks now in town, they're becoming more technologically savvy. They're hiring more tech workers. We have some homegrown companies. LendingTree obviously has been around for a while, but you're seeing new entrants. AvidXchange, MapAnything. And if you look at the number of tech jobs in the region, we are growing a lot faster in Charlotte than they are in Raleigh, and we're about to catch them. There are about 54,000 tech jobs in Raleigh, now about 52,000 in Charlotte, and we're just growing a lot faster, and within the next year or two should really overtake the triangle.
Let's shift now to UNC Charlotte. You found out that school leaders were taken totally by surprise by the announcement in April that Atrium Health and Wake Forest University are working together to build a medical school in Charlotte.
Sure. You'll recall that was pretty big news when Atrium and Wake came out and said they want to start a medical school in Charlotte. And it was a little bit surprising because UNC Charlotte had been working with Atrium to try to develop a medical school. Chancellor Phil Dubois had come out in March and said, well, we don't really think that's feasible. And then 3 weeks later, Atrium and Wake come out and say, well, we do think it's feasible and we're going to start one. Now, with the Charlotte Ledger, I was able to get a copy of the emails from Dubois' office, and it looks like they were caught pretty much completely off guard.
And some of those emails had some fairly strong rebukes for Dubois.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of haters out there, there are a lot of trolls, there are a lot of people with a lot of very strong opinions, and they certainly let Dubois know what they thought about it. One of them said, gosh, you're just going to keep us as a third-rate diploma mill. You know, they called for him to be fired. They said he had, you know, sort of stood by while Wake and Atrium had gone on and done something that they had wanted to see UNCC do.
One of the big ongoing stories this year is the planned merger of BB&T and SunTrust. Last week, those banks announced they'll headquarter the new bank in Uptown Charlotte's Hearst Tower. They also announced the new bank will be called Truist. But that name has run into a legal challenge from Truliant Federal Credit Union. What's Truliant's complaint?
Well, Truliant's complaint is that Truist sounds too much like Truliant, and that customers are going to be confused by these similar sounding names. That may or may not be true. One of the things that I wrote in the Charlotte Ledger looking at this is that it's really going to be a battle over who has the right to make really bad puns over the letters TRU. Truliant has already done that to a certain degree. They have all kinds of things. True to Go, which is their mobile app. They have Truisms, which they call little pieces of financial advice. They even have a cartoon dinosaur called Truceratops, who teaches kids financial literacy. So they're very much engaged in this battle. We'll see how it plays out. You know, usually these things they tend to get settled outside of court. The cynical view, Marshall, would be that this is just a chance for publicity for both of these banks. We're sitting here talking about Truliant and Truist. We might not be doing that in the absence of a lawsuit.
And I'm kind of getting the sense that a lot of people don't really like the name Truist.
Well, you know, again, certainly if you look at social media, that really blew up last week when the name Truist was announced. A lot of people said had a lot of very unkind things to say about Truist. And some people said, well, it sounds kind of like a cult. It sounds like one of them actually wrote in to my newsletter and said, well, it sounds like a bad name of Truliant Federal Credit Union. And then, of course, you have a lawsuit a few days later. American Banker, which is a trade publication that covers the banking industry, did an online poll, and people 6-1 said they hated the name.
There's big development news out of Matthews. Town officials there are looking to build an entertainment district. What's the plan exactly?
For a lot of people in the Charlotte region, the idea that Matthews would have an entertainment district sounds sort of laughable. Matthews has always been thought of as a bedroom community of Charlotte, of a bunch of single family homes. But really, in the last few years, Matthews has kind of come alive. They have now a much more thriving downtown than they used to. Wine bars, you know, kids playing cornhole, all kinds of restaurants. And so what we're seeing now is there is an apartment complex being built that's been under construction now for the last couple months. That is about 360 luxury condos in Matthews, and the town officials are hoping that that really jumpstarts some more development in that area. It's near the Matthews Sportsplex, which was finished a couple of years ago, and they're hoping that to see some more restaurants in there, maybe a hotel, some retail shops. They're hoping really to kind of catch in on the boom that that other parts of town have seen.
Is this a trend happening in the other bedroom communities, the other suburbs?
Definitely a trend. I mean, if you look at what's going on in other parts of the area, you look at Ballantyne, you look down at Waverly, a lot of these are suburban locations that are now trying to develop in a way that is more of an urban style, walkable communities, a lot of heavy pedestrian access, mixed use developments, which means, you know, offices, retail, apartments. That's sort of a more urban development pattern that we're seeing spread out into the suburbs.
Finally, beginning today, there's a new option at Charlotte Douglas International Airport, Spirit Air. What can you tell me about this carrier?
Sure. So this is a low-fare carrier, national carrier, been around for a while. They've been expanding. Their model is sort of like some of these European carriers that we've seen, like EasyJet, like Ryanair, in which they have very low rock-bottom fares. But if you want to do anything besides get on the plane in the clothes that you're wearing, you're going to be paying an extra charge. If you want to reserve a seat, if you want to carry on a bag bigger than a purse, if you want to check bags, if you want to eat food, there are going to be upcharges for that. They call it a la smart pricing. They see it as a way to make really low fares available. And they do have some low fares. It's, I think, about $100 round trip to Newark, you know, New York area. They have a couple. They're flying down also to Orlando, to Fort Lauderdale.
But it comes at a catch. There's a catch.
There's an asterisk by that. You know, just buyer beware, just because you see a low fare on Spirit and on a lot of other airlines these days, incidentally, that's not necessarily the final price you're going to pay.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. It comes out 3 days a week. And Tony, how can people sign up for it?
Sure. They can go online to charlotteledger.substack.com, or they can put it in Google, Charlotte Ledger. We're up there. It's an email newsletter, three mornings a week.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks a lot.